This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are almost 100 big active wildfires going on right now across the country, most of them obviously out west. They've already burned up more than 7 million acres, hundreds of homes and buildings, and as a result, we are running out of people to fight them. About 200 soldiers have been called in to fight the fires in the west, the first such deployment in almost 10 years. The need for firefighters has gotten so great that Washington's Department of Natural Resources has for the first time ever begun accepting offers from people hoping to help fight the fires or to donate equipment. Small-town volunteer firefighters are one thing. Massive, fast-moving wildfires that trained professionals have trouble containing, those are entirely another. Marketplace's Andy Euler picks it up from there.
Talk to anybody up in central Washington right now, and they'll tell you. These fires are burning exceptionally hot and spreading really fast. Joe Smiley is spokesman for Washington's Department of Natural Resources.
We're stretched thin throughout Washington and Oregon, fighting fires as they start, and they keep spreading.
And the people of Washington get it. They wanted to volunteer to help. So just this week, the state decided to allow people that wanted to volunteer to fight the fires to come forward.
Our phone box got overloaded. His phone actually shut down for a bit. He listened to 29 voicemails and in that time had another 18 arrive.
But even though Washington is strapped for manpower, not everyone who volunteers is going to be out there on the front line. Bridget Smith is with Washington's State Board for Volunteer Firefighters.
It's not like they get paychecks per se, but they do go through many of the same requirements and many of the same checks that, say, a career firefighter would go through.
That means a background check and a physical. Smith says all volunteer firefighters have to get insurance from the state as well. Roy Reiber is a fire commissioner in Okanagan County, the site of the most devastating fire active right now. He was a volunteer firefighter himself for 26 years and says having all these volunteers is good, but might be a blessing and a curse.
It certainly would be, because you have to put your more experienced guys keeping people out of trouble.
The Department of Natural Resources admits this is something of an experiment. If it works and everyone stays safe, they say it might be an example of how to combat limited manpower under the strain of a disaster. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.